This is Matt Collings. Today's date is July 24th, 2007. I'm interviewing Fred and Carol Giralts. They both joined the club in 1987. Carol has walked approximately 3,400 miles. Fred is about 1,700 miles. So Carol, tell me a little bit about yourself and how did you become a member of the hiking club?
I'm Carol Giralts. I've been in the hiking club over 30 years. And it was the best decision I made years ago. And how I got into the club is that we went on a cruise. And after my husband and I got off the cruise, we said this was not for us. So we went into backpacking. And backpacking led us into seeing the advertisement for the Cleveland Hiking Club. And we went on our first hike with Emily Greger and the Metro Park Systems. And I found the people to be so friendly, and everybody was wearing t-shirts and casual clothes, and you didn't know if you were next to a doctor, a lawyer, or an Indian chief. And I was feeling very comfortable. And I always have loved being in nature. And I was just thinking the other day when we went to the Metro Parks, I think I had my awakening in the sixth grade when we had a trip down to the Metro Parks, and I just loved it. And then it has just grown.
Fred Giralts. Don't wait. My name is Fred Giralts, and I'm a member of the hiking club since 1987, I guess. As my wife said, we went on a cruise. We decided that cruising was decadent. So I happened to be at a retreat, in a Jesuit retreat house, and the priest was going on a wilderness backpacking trip to Colorado. So that spring or that summer, my wife and I practiced up and down hills with rented backpacks through Hinckley Lake and all the hills. We carried 5-pound bags of sugar, 25, 35 pounds of sugar back there, and we thought we were ready for it. And then we did a great 2-week hike in the wilderness, and when we came back down, we spotted that ad for the hiking club and decided to join. And we've been going ever since.
Do you need this?
Do you have any favorite hike that you've done in the hiking club since you joined?
There are so many. Favorite hikes and favorite people. I remember one hike that was led by Cecil, and he led so many. The one hike was the canal hike to Washington, D.C. It took us 2 years to do it. It was staying at a motel and being on at the hike at the trail at a certain time, and then somebody had to take their cars at the other end, and we would have to wait for them. And in that interim, we got to know people, talked to people, and waited for these cars. And it was a wonderful 2 years of hiking all the way to Washington, D.C. I believe it was 104 miles. I remember that hike so vividly. There have been many more, even in town here in the Cuyahoga County, through the metro parks, east side, west side. When we first started, we would travel everywhere in the city. Now it has grown so much that you have choices, east, west, north, or south. But every hike, I come home with a new friend or a new idea, or I feel always so exhilarated coming home, no matter what mileage.
Carol jogged my memory as far as favorite hikes go. One of the most memorable that I remember, again, it was Cecil Dobbins that led it. It was a week-long hike of the Delaware Canal. And we stayed at a brand new motel that had just opened up, and he had arranged so that we had all kinds of favors at the motel. And the hikes were just great. The places where we shuttled to and we had to wait, Cecil always set up there was either a coffee shop or a donut shop or a little bakery. So we had a lot of fun while we were waiting for the cars to be shuttled back and forth. It was just a great hike. The weather was good. Very historical places along the Delaware Canal. And every night was a party at the motel. We had a great time.
Potlucks have always been a fun thing to attend. Delicious. We've attended steak roasts. We've attended so many events, and it's been our social life. The hiking club events, we always try to make them primary in our lives because we know so many people, and they're always so friendly, and it's outside, and it's among those woods. And Camp On We Go is so ideal and so easy to get to, so easy to park. And it's just T-shirts and casual wear and no fuss, but lots of good food and good friends.
Things that happened around the camp. We've been coming to that camp. I've been on the camp work committee ever since we joined the hiking club. And I can remember some of the major changes. When we first started, we had a couple of pit toilets that were way back in the woods, where when you went to the bathroom, you had to take a cup of lime and spread it over your business. Finally, we improved it to these new and modern toilets that we have now. And I've seen the camp evolve and we've had great camp chairmen. We've improved. The kitchen has been improved. It's just been better taken care of since we've started. And I do enjoy all the different type of things we've had at that club. Somebody comes up with an idea and says, let's do it, and we'll meet at Camp On We Go and do it. We've started out fires and the campfire, the sit around the campfire, the sing-alongs, the camp out, the kids' day at camp is great. It's just a great place to be. And as Carol said, it's great to be in the woods. That's enough.
When I explain to people about the hiking club, they think it's just five or six people get together. And then when I tell them how many hikes we've had and where we started when we only had three or four hikes, and one night hike, we've expanded so that now I say we're global. And I have been lucky enough to go global with the hiking club. When Lynn Schreiber had trips over to England, we were fortunate enough to go with her and having wonderful times, and I never remember spending a whole lot of money. We went over to New Zealand, and that was a trip of a lifetime. Everything went so well, and if it didn't, we worked around it. I've been so lucky to be with this club. People cannot understand that I've traveled so much within the city. I've learned all about the city, where I used to pass it by at 60 miles an hour in a car. Now I have walked those neighborhoods, and I have talked with so many people and learned about so many people. And then when we went on the long trips, that was even nicer. I thank God for all our wonderful leaders. Thank you.
I remember many hikes in the hiking club, especially and our trips that we took. I remember going down the Colorado River with the hiking club, and we spent a couple of weeks down there and went through the whole Colorado River, and we got off of that hike, and as we were going back to our hotel on the bus, people were saying, how can we top this? How can we top this? Well, it wasn't a year later or so, we topped it by going to Hawaii, and we hiked all the islands in Hawaii, and Lynn Schreiber set it up so that we got there while they were having a total eclipse. And we saw the total eclipse from the big island of Hawaii, and then we continued down to all the other islands. Since then, we've been to international hikes like England. We've been to New Zealand. We've been to a lot of state hikes, different parts of the country. We've enjoyed them all. And it is beside all the hikes around Cleveland and the hikes where they did the county hikes all over the state of Ohio. It's just an amazing group of hikes.
favored people on within the hiking club. I have to mention Louise McDonough. She was the cornerstone of our hiking club. Her name still comes up. Kids Day is named after her. If you have never met Louise McDonough, you have missed something in life. She was a special lady, and she led light hikes all over the city. One time, my husband and I were to lead a hike in a snowstorm on the west side of Cleveland. Only one couple, Sandy and Steve, showed up, our friends. Should we get going on this hike? Who comes to make sure but Louise? All the way from South Euclid, she made sure that we walked this hike, even if it was a couple of steps. And that's exactly what we did because it was so icy and so stormy. So I do remember this hike and special Louise.
Anybody else?
Cecil Damas also was a special person to us. As quiet as he was so organized to the point that when you gathered up in the morning, you better be there. And you don't say anything while he's giving instructions. But we were there, we went on a hike, we had a good time, and it was well organized. And I do appreciate all his work.
Cecil Dobbins comes to mind as being a very organized hike leader. Every one of his hikes, and he ran it like a soldier. You came in the morning, you lined up, he knew who was on the hike, and if you left the hike, he knew why and where you were going. He was very organized. Lynn Schreiber, a wonderful hike leader. She set up some fabulous trips for us. Ruth Berner, who's no longer a hiking club member, did some great organizing on some of the hikes that we went. We enjoyed them. And then local hikes, there's many, many local hike leaders that we enjoy because their hikes are well thought out, well planned, and not just too casual. One hike leader that comes to mind, and it is just sort of funny, was Harold Poole. You could go on a hike with Harold, and it seemed like Harold never turned around to see if the hike was behind him. And for some reason, a couple times, he seemed to have got lost. He went his way, and the rest of the hike went a different way, and we had to find ourselves together at the end of the hike.
I do remember a wonderful leader was Walter Leonards. His life was dedicated to the hiking club. After he lost his wife, his dear wife, he was lost, but the hiking club saved him. He led so many hikes, and he was such a good sport. And one time when I was a chairman of the Easter potluck, I asked everyone to wear an Easter bonnet. Well, here comes Walter in his wife Aggie's Easter bonnet. I'll never forget that. With the veil down. He, of course, won first prize, and he was so proud of it. I think it was a bag of jelly beans. But that man is so special, and Jeff was the one, I think, that started the hiking, and then his dad came along later. And then Aggie also wasn't able to hike, but she made wonderful dinners for everyone. So that family is special in the Cleveland Hiking Club.
Walter Leonards was a statistician for the Ford Motor Company, and he knew numbers, and he sure knew statistics. He would come on a hike sometimes and tell us about the last hike that we were on, that 14 members came from this side of town, 7 members on the hike had white socks, 14 members were on their fourth hike. He just had numbers coming out. He could quote anything. He was just an amazing guy to work with and to hike with, and he led some wonderful hikes.
What changes we've seen since 1987? Well, the increase in the population, of course, and increase in the hikes. There's so many of them. There's so many nighttime hikes, global hikes, hikes east side, west side. But they all commune over at the campground we go. What else have I seen? Just the increase, I guess it was. In fact, When we first joined in 1987, we would travel anywhere in the city of Cleveland to pick up a hike. But this year, I've cut back quite a bit, but it's always on the west side, and I don't get to meet the east side people unless I do attend a potluck, and then there are so many new people. But new is good. New is good because new is changes, and also the increase in all the selection of the hikes and all the mileage. You can go 3, 5, 10, 15, any day of the week. And that is so appreciated for the young, the middle, and us oldies, the fence. That's it.
Okay. Many changes have happened. The biggest change we've had in the time that I've been in the club is the fact that the amount of hikes that we do. It used to be that we could hike anywhere in Cleveland. It was on one little schedule with a couple of pages. It got so big as we started to grow, because walking and hiking started to become a popular pastime, we started to grow and the hikes were becoming too big, and the park, Metropolitan Parks, asked us not to crowd their parking lots. We used to take their parking lots, and nobody could get into the parking lots. So we started this east and west and all the different kind of hikes to sort of alleviate that. And it's growing big, and we've got many, many hikes. We've introduced many people to the Metro Parks. The Hiking Club is a great ambassador for the Metro Parks and the state parks and every place else that we hike. The county hikes were a great thing to introduce people to the state of Ohio. Changes we've seen the Camp On, we go get a little more civilized, a little cleaner, a little everything. It's probably going to continue to grow. As new people come into the club, since we have so many now, I guess we're over 1,000, we get new ideas, and things will keep changing. The one thing that doesn't change is the people that have to get their mileage. Sore subject with me, but that's it.
A memorable person and hike leader cannot be. Has to be brought out is Jean Ruck. I think she did about 11 hikes outside of the Cuyahoga County, and one of them was across the state of Kentucky. We did it over 5 years, a week at a time, and the second one that we had gone on, they had a terrible storm the spring before, and there was debris all over the path, which no one had informed her about. So we were up and over and in and out and around, and we came in very, very late that evening, and our bus driver was so nice to have waited for us, but so many people had run out of water that day. Well, Jean got very upset that nobody had notified her. So from then on, I think that was our second night hike that we had gone on across Kentucky. We ended up in Tennessee, and she had a very nice dinner for us. But we have gone on other hikes with her, and one was also to Utah. She had that all planned out for 2 weeks. And she's worked so hard for this club in so many different areas. And I do want to mention Jeannie Ruck, and she still continues to work for the Metro system. She is a strong hiker. I must mention our New Steps. It's a monthly magazine or a booklet that comes out, either mailed to you or you can get it on the internet right now. And it has what's new happening within the club for the next month. It has a record of all the people that have hiked during that month, and which we keep on a daily, monthly basis. And it has all the events that might be happening at Camp On We Go, or any of the trips that are abroad. It's a monthly newsletter called New Steps, and for the price of the dues and what we get for our money, it's the best bargain in town.